You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Father, focusing on his role in creation and providence. Our God is not distant or uninvolved. He is the source of all life, the sustainer of every breath, and the provider of every good thing. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the foundation by asking the question, who is God the Father? We saw that he is the first person of the Trinity, the one who has set his seal on the Son, the one who adopts us as his children through faith. Now today, we are going to zoom in on his role in creation and providence. Because when we confess God as Father, we are not just speaking about relationship. We are also confessing him as the source of everything that exists and the one who continues to sustain all things by his will. So let's begin at the very first verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And it declares, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That word, God, is Elohim in Hebrew, a name that emphasizes his majesty and power. From the very opening of Scripture, we see the Father as creator, not one among many gods, not a force of nature, and not a myth, but the eternal God who spoke the universe into existence. Psalm chapter 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host." Creation wasn't an accident. It wasn't the result of chaos or chance. It was deliberate. It was an act of a loving Father who designed the heavens and the earth with purpose and order. But here's where it gets even more profound. The Bible reveals that creation was a Trinitarian act. In John chapter 1, verse 3, speaking of Christ, it says, "All things came into being through him, and apart from him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being." The Father created, but he did so through the Son, his living word. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 echoes this. "For by him, Christ, all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we see the Spirit of God hovering over the surface of the waters. The Spirit was present, active in bringing form, beauty, and life to the Father's design. So creation is the work of the Father through the Son in the power of the Spirit. One God, three persons, working in perfect unity. Now, some people imagine that once God created the world, he stepped back and let it run on its own like a clock. But that is not the God of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says of Christ, "He upholds all things by the word of his power." Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 adds, "In him all things hold together." That means the Father didn't just wind up creation and walk away. He continues to sustain it every single moment. The earth keeps spinning because he wills it. The sun rises because he commands it. The oceans stop at their boundaries because he set them there. If God were to withdraw his hand for even 1 second, everything would collapse into nothing. Our existence is totally dependent on his providence. Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 25 gives us Paul's sermon at Athens, where he says, "The God who made the world and everything that is in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things." Did you hear that? He gives life and breath to all things. Every beat of your heart, every breath in your lungs, every drop of rain, every harvest in the field, it all comes from the Father's hand. And this is what we mean by providence. He not only created the world, but actively governs and provides for it. Now let me take you to Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, where Jesus points to the birds of the air and says, "Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather crops in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? If the Father cares for the sparrows, how much more does he care for his children?" This is providence. God actively providing, feeding, and sustaining his creation. And it's not just food and shelter. James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." Every single blessing in your life, from your family to your health to the air that you breathe, is a gift from the Father. This truth should change the way that we live, because first, it should move us to worship. When you realize that every sunrise is painted by the Father's hand, that every meal is provided by his kindness, that every moment of your life is sustained by his power, that you can't help but to worship him. Second, it should build our trust. If God is powerful enough to create the universe and faithful enough to feed the sparrows, then he is surely able to care for you. Worry loses its grip when you see that the Father is creator and sustainer. Third, it should remind us of our purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 said it clearly. We exist for him. That means your life is not random. You are not here by chance. You were created for his glory, sustained by his providence, and called to live for his purposes. And here's where it gets even more interesting. In Romans chapter 1, Paul explains that humanity's great sin is not atheism, but ingratitude. Verse 21 says, "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks." Think about that. People see the beauty of creation every single day. They breathe the air that God provides. They enjoy the blessings that he gives. But instead of honoring him as creator, they ignore him, distort his truth, and worship created things instead of the creator. That's why acknowledging God the Father as creator and provider is not optional. It's essential. It's the dividing line between worship and idolatry, between gratitude and rebellion. But let's bring this home. When you sit down for a meal, do you stop and thank your Father for providing it? When you walk outside and see the sky, do you remember the one who spoke it into being? When you wake up each morning, do you realize your Father gave you another day of life as a gift? This is what it means to live with a constant awareness of God's providence. It's seeing every part of your life as sustained by His hand. Now, I want to take a moment to confront a misconception, because some people see the God of the Old Testament as a harsh creator, distant and wrathful and quick to judge, and they contrast Him with Jesus in the New Testament as loving and gentle. But that is a false division. The Father in the Old Testament is the same Father Jesus reveals in the New. He is both holy and loving, both just and merciful, both powerful and compassionate. Psalm chapter 103, verse 13 says, "Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." That's not a New Testament picture. That's David's testimony in the Old Testament. The Father has always been compassionate, always been faithful, always been the sustainer of his people. So what does that mean for us today? It means that you can trust the Father's hand in creation and providence. The same God who set the stars in place knows your name. The same God who feeds the birds promises to feed you. The same God who sustains the universe holds your life in his hands. And because of that, you can worship him with confidence, trust him with your needs, and live fully for his glory. Now, as we wrap up today's message, let me challenge you. Take time this week to notice the Father's providence in your life. Write down 3 things each day that you see as gifts from his hand, big or small. Train your heart to see him not just as a distant creator, but as your present provider. Tomorrow, we will continue this journey by looking at the Father's role in redemption, how his love was revealed in sending his Son for our salvation. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.